If you love what we're doing on the Church Sound Podcast, do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen on. Check out our YouTube channel. And if you want more information, go to our website, www.churchsoundpodcast.com. See you in the Matrix. Welcome to the Church Sound Podcast, where kingdom culture, real life, and technology intersect. I'm your host, Prentice Thompson, along with the pastor, Caleb Winley. We're here to help you get through Sunday. Could you hear the pastor? What about your live streams, social media? We provide solid solutions for all of your multimedia needs. Let's learn something today. Let's go.
Yes, yes. Welcome to another episode of the Church Sound Podcast, episode number 68. I'm your humble host, Mr. Prentice Thompson, along with the good pastor.
Pastor Caleb Winley. Guys, how y'all doing? Thank you for showing up again.
Yes, again and again. And we do appreciate you sharing your time, sharing your trip in the car, sharing your ride on the train, sharing your ears on the treadmill, and on or if you're on your cycling or if you're in the gym working out. We really, 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 really appreciate you. So thank you for joining us. We have a great topic today.
Yeah, we do.
And I get this question a whole lot. Episode 68 is about going digital. Going digital. What does that mean? Going digital means your church is going from analog to digital.
Right, right.
And what does that really, really mean when it comes to doing audio? Like, it's so many misnomers about what that entails and what you can expect.
Right.
And the ups and downs and the, you know, the negatives and positives about it. And moving your ministry forward. So before we get started doing what we always do is pay some bills. We want to thank our sponsor, Metro Podcast Studio, the hottest podcast studio in New York City. If you happen to be in the New York area and need a fabulous facility to record at, hit them up. The Church MetroPodcastStudio.com for all of your podcasting needs. If you need post-production, live recording, video recording, multiple streaming on multiple platforms, they can definitely help you out. Yeah. MetroPodcastStudio.com for all of your podcasting needs.
Yeah, man.
Yes, so it's something that we do every week, and what we do every week is Sunday school. Sunday school are the funny stories that we tell in church.
Mm-hmm.
That we find rather interesting, funny, or just
so true,
heartfelt. Heartfelt information without throwing people under the bus. We try not to. A Tesla or two, but never a bus. Never a bus.
A smart car.
A smart car. Maybe. Could be. Four by four. Pickup truck. Maybe. Never a bus. Never a bus. So. This week, I have to be the man on with the gavel.
Yeah.
And so let's get ready for Sunday school.
Okay, quiz time for Sunday school.
Now, we do every week, I have my 3 points.
Come on.
All right. And my 3 points are.
Uh-huh.
First point. Three-piece suit.
Three-piece suit.
Okay. Second point, the cable guy.
The cable guy. Okay.
Third point, time to go.
Time to go.
Three-piece suit.
Uh-huh.
The cable guy.
Uh-huh.
Time to go. What say you, good pastor?
Three-piece suit. Cable guy. I'm stuck between three-piece suit and the cable guy. You know what? Let's go with the cable guy.
The cable guy for $459.99.
Ching, ching, ching.
All right. This happened at a very undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Several years ago. It's a while ago. So, decrypt it.
Describe it without.
No, I need the encryption software. That's what I need. I need the encryption software for this one.
Yeah.
So, But I don't care. So this guy, I'm going to throw him completely under the bus.
Okay.
All right. So this church brought me in to train their staff in, they brought me in to mix.
Oh, okay.
And to train their staff.
All right.
They were moving from one facility to a portable facility. So meaning that they were going from a, they sold their building.
Right.
And they were going to like, you know,
a school or whatever the case.
Yeah, they went to the tent, like out right, in the wilderness right. with manna. You know what I mean?
Off the grid.
So they were meeting in a movie theater.
Oh, okay.
They were meeting in a movie theater, and this is the interesting portion of it. So in mixing the service. The movie theater wouldn't let you pump music through their speaker system.
Okay, right.
They would only let you pump the vocals,
okay,
not the music.
Okay.
Which means that I would have to send all the vocals through an auxiliary to their projector room.
Right, right.
And then the music would come from, I had a full range and a sub on the floor.
Okay. Okay.
So imagine I'm in a movie theater. I'm in the top row, the back row, like the back tier of the movie theater.
Okay.
And I have my console set there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And the subs are on the floor and the full range is on the floor. So what we did was we ran a Cat 5 cable.
Oh, okay.
From the projector to the, and that would connect to the board.
Right.
And so we would just come in, I would pipe in and fan it out.
Gotcha.
Which was great, because meaning that running this cable straight down the aisle this is a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was there the first Sunday, and they were like, so they brought the team to me. So this is our new engineer who's going to be here for like 3 weeks teaching us. You know, I got the scolding look like, I want to say it, but I can't say it. The look on my face is like, so this guy right here is going. Yeah. He okay, and it was just one guy. He was the
amazing.
He was the head of the AV department.
Okay.
So he's the head of the AV department, and it just words can't describe how little he knew. It just on top of that, he had the worst attitude.
Oh man.
Ever.
Yeah, those are the worst guys.
He had a horrible attitude.
Yeah.
He had a horrible disposition.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask him a question. And then on top of that, the audio team they gave me, all these jokers are 70 and up.
Say what? That's not an audio team.
that's the team.
The Usher board.
Right. So the team that he gave me was like, they were like older dudes, and they weren't like strong older dudes. They were like older dudes. Like, I know I can't bend down now. You know, I ain't seen my toes in so long. I forgot what they look like. You know, you know.
Oh hey, my god.
Pass me Eddie Kane Jr. so I can get up. Like, you know.
Oh my god.
What y'all gonna do with old Eddie Kane Jr.? Come here, boy. Pass my Eddie Kane Jr. You know, I'm like, they can't help me.
Oh wow.
But they were willing.
Right.
But the guy that was over the ministry, he wasn't an older guy. He's probably like 50.
Okay.
And you know, he was spry, so he was just like a healthy 50 year old guy.
Right.
And at the end of the service, you know, they had storage at the theater. So what would have to happen, like my day was, I would get there about 6:30 in the morning, and I would unpack everything. Mm-hmm. Bring the console was on one floor.
Okay.
The speakers were on another floor in the storage area. I would roll them out, get the key, roll them out, set them up, run cable.
Sure.
Run safe. I mean, like, I had a whole system together.
Sure.
This first Sunday, obviously, you're kind of going through like, what are we doing, and where's what, and where's this cable, and where okay, where are we going to put the XLR cables, where are we going to put the quarter inch cables, where are we going to put the Cat 5 cable, so we can so I can build a system, so this way what we do it next week, because we got to do it next week,
got to do it every week,
right? So we have to have a system in place, so you can't even make this up. So end of the service, and you know, we're tearing down, and what's the last thing that you got to do? Cables.
Yeah.
So I should have got my first indicator should have been this one. So they had the Cat 5 cables and the pop. They had the Cat 5 cables like where the, you know, the movie screen is, and had the drapes. So it was one on one side, one on the other, which was great. So it was a great location. And but they had the power cable, the power AC power outlets were back there too. So you had to crawl in there and pull it out, pull it in.
Oh,
so it wasn't like, it was like the length of my arm.
Sure, you know,
it wasn't deep.
Sure.
So I said, hey, I'm doing something. I said, hey man, could you just go pull those power cables out for me? He gave me a look like, how dare you speak me in such a tone, and I heard a lot of bass in your voice, and
seriously,
God forbid that I touch the ground.
Oh wow.
With my feet.
Oh wow.
God forbid, I'm floating with the anointing.
Yeah,
like,
the
look he gave
me
was like, how dare thine speak to me in such harsh tone? You know? And I'm just like, okay. So I said, hey, listen, all right, so we had a 100-foot cable, 50-foot cable, and this cable's everywhere. I said, hey, listen, let's just wrap these cables up. I want to put the quarter inches over here. I want to put the XLRs here, and let's put the Cat 5 cable here, and all the connectors, headphones, boxes, DI boxes, all that. Let's put it all in this bin. They had different bins. I had them all marked off.
Okay.
So this way, you know, next week, it'd be like XLR.
But one, two, three, right.
Yeah. I said, can you wrap the cables up? The guy grabs a spool of masking tape, and he starts to wrap the cables up with masking tape. Masking tape, people. He started to wrap the cables up with masking tape. And then I said, why are you doing that? And then I start to look at, when I looked at the cables, I noticed they were sticky. That's how he's been wrapping up the cables.
From now, from all
the years he's been the head guy at this church.
Oh my God.
So the cables were sticky, and I kept wondering, why are these guys like, what the hell? Yeah, maybe because they were in storage wrong, or maybe they were just, you know. No. He grabbed a spool
and wrapped them every week.
I was like, what are you doing? And this came out. I said, what are you doing? I said, yo, wrap the cables. I am wrapping the cables. I said, how you wrap the cable? That's how we wrap the cable. I said, no, we're not doing this no more. So I snatched the thing from him, and I wrapped it there, and I threw it down. I said, I don't need you. I don't need you.
That's what's up. That's it. Tell them the truth.
And
get out of here.
So
that's crazy.
Obviously, we didn't tell the pastor and all this stuff. And I was basically like, I don't care. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. That
and I
makes
was
sense.
Like, and I basically, I, and they had a couple of young guys later that came in the next week, and
that
the old
sense.
People. And I said, let me show y'all how to wrap cables.
Right.
So I showed them proper way to wrap cables.
Right.
And he was like, no one's ever taken the time to show us how to do this. We just take the cables with the tape, and we wrap the cables with the tape.
Oh gosh. Then you got sticky wire.
Right. So there you have it. Sunday school.
With the cable guy.
With the cable guy.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. I love it. You know, I ain't going to blow them up. But
let's not do that.
Pulling some tape out. Pulling some cord out. I was like, why is all this white glue on them? Okay.
Yeah.
Silver tape. There we go.
Yeah. So the guy took.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
But he was the head.
He was the head.
Over.
He was the head over an entire department.
Arthur's Court.
Arthur's Court. Yeah. He was the head over Arthur's Court. So he was the head guy.
Oh, come
over
on.
This ministry, and he wrapped cable with masking tape. Not gaffer's tape.
No,
tape, I'd have been like, okay, that's better.
Right.
Masking tape. Mm. Mm. Like, you can catch roaches. mm-hmm. with masking.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh wow, that's wow. May the Lord bless his soul.
Yeah, wherever he is.
Wherever
he is. This is the funny thing. So now, okay, I forgot about this. So before we attended our church, Dream Life Church International, we attended Creflo Dollar's church in the Bronx.
Okay. Fordham Road. Yeah.
So we would be there, and they met on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in there for a while, and I think we attended there for about a year, and I saw him. I saw him there, and he came up to me, and he was like, "Hey, man, you mixing here today?" I said, "Nah, I just attended." Next thing I know, he was on the audio tape. I wanted to go to them and say, "No, no,
don't do it.
Run, Forrest, run."
Don't do it.
Yeah. So I digress.
Wow.
Okay. I'm gonna put back on the encryption software. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. My God.
Yes.
I've seen some bad stuff. I've never seen that.
Yes.
I've never seen.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Wow. Yes. So there you have it. So let's get to our topic today. We're going to talk about going digital.
Yeah.
I found that in the digital age, going from analog to digital, it's a really big misconception about what that is.
Sure.
What's the biggest question that you've gotten from a church or that you've noticed?
I think the biggest question is... How do we accomplish? Does it affect our sound? Is it going to change the dimensions of what we do visually? I've heard a lot of situations. Mostly, one that really blew my mind. This church thought that they would have to get different speakers because they were moving from an analog board to a digital board. And sometimes it depends on the mindset, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what that, when you make that statement, moving or going digital, I wish I could be able to project what's going on in the mind of the person or the pastor and really see what they see when we're making that statement. And it's, mostly that, I think for me, that was the weirdest thing. Like, no, we don't have to. Do we have to get new mics?
Do we need digital mics?
And this is not jokes. This is real, 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 really real. So do we have to change our cables to our speakers? Do we have to move them around the room? You're just changing a board and...
Right.
It's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We're getting rid of a lot of cable. And I think that's the biggest thing. People think that, well, this is just going to add more stuff or girth to what we have already. We have this black spaghetti in the corner. How do we, you know, and that going digital really helps you with that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that the wondering about how will it affect my audio or my speakers.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me when... when the president announced that we were going to go digital with the TV.
Right.
And you remember how people were freaking out?
Yes. Yep.
And they were like, "We're going to give you free digital boxes." They were like, "A digital box? What am I going to do with a digital box? I want to turn the dial. I want to turn that thing."
Right, right. I want to turn it. I want to send my son up there. That's his job. That's all I
talk. Hold it. I need my rabbit ears there.
Yep.
They want that thing digital.
Yeah, man. I don't know about that.
Man, people were losing their mind.
I remember that.
And you remember how many commercials were on TV going digital and the benefits of it. And you get... 3 channel 2s and 4 channel 4s, and like you're like, "I just want one." You know?
There they go, confusing me.
I don't want 4.2. I want 4. Can you give me 4? Amazing. I want to watch the news in Spanglish. I don't want that. You know? You're like, "What the heck? Where are these people come from, man?" People were losing.
Yeah.
People were losing their minds.
Yeah, yep.
Until they got it and was like, oh.
Yeah, this is incredible.
This is incredible. Wow. The clarity.
We should have done this
before. We should have been this years ago.
What's wrong with the world?
What was I? I was trying to tell you.
You know? Yeah, yeah. People sitting in the back, you know, those backwoods people, you know. Yeah.
So it's the same premise.
It's got to be, because I'm telling you that it's weird.
You know what it's called? It's the unknown, and it's you make up in your mind what the future is.
Sure.
Without knowing
what
the future is.
Right,
it's like, it's like the first time you drive a car, you have an idea of what driving a car is until you go drive a car.
Until you physically drive one.
What you had in your mind is a totally different experience than the actual experience of driving the car. So it's the same thing with going digital. It's the premise of understanding what's about to happen. It's the unknown.
Yeah.
So with us, being that we're in the we live in the digital.
Sure.
We can guide you, kind of like the state, like the lifeguard.
Yeah.
This keep on paddling.
Yep. That's
keep on. No! Don't do that. You know. You're gonna drown, you know. I think the biggest question I would normally get is it's so many. It's just so many questions that I would get, especially with someone, you know. This would be the first thing they say. We're a small church. You know, they have that one. That's the first one.
You can hear the music in the background.
We're a small church with 4,000 members. And we had this analog console for such a long time, and we want to go digital. Okay, and in my mind, I'm going, okay. My first question is, so how many inputs do you have in your console?
Exactly. Because
you want to be able to accommodate and prepare for the future. So those of you who are listening, and you should be listening, if you're watching, pay attention. So when you're getting a console, you want to get a console that's going to match the amount of inputs that you actually need currently.
Right.
And for the future.
Right.
And for what you see in the future growth of your ministry.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to handle it.
Right.
Handle the amount of input that you think you're going to need coming in.
Exactly. Yeah.
So without going into, I don't want to get too technical as far as with Dante and Maddie and you know, AES 50 and all those types of things. But it what digital really is is audio over the network.
Right. Right. Not, and this is something that someone...
Not the movie.
Or, it's funny, I had a guy say, well, are we going Simpty? Is it...
Oh my gosh. I care. I really care.
I mean, and then I'm like, no.
Is it MIDI?
No. Right. I mean, do we have to all get headphones?
Is it my
guy? No. It's really not that difficult, not that complicated. But I think, like you said, that's that fear of the unknown, not knowing what is about to take place, is going to make your life better. You know, it's just, and this is funny, this is what came to my mind, is I remember my mom moved from a flip phone to a Samsung. She went digital. Mm-hmm. And she lost her mind. She put every picture that she could find. She went, I mean, crazy. She put everybody's people. She didn't even know. You have a number? Because I want to. I have this new phone, and I mean, she went nuts. But then, at the end of the day, she really didn't know how to use the phone properly because she never really. It's pretty much about retraining the mind. Once you go digital, you got to retrain. So once she stopped folding her phone, now you got to learn how to operate with this wonderful new, and it's actually incredible, devices that really make your life a lot more easier. But you got to train your mind now to think differently.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, I think what I normally get is, this is the second one I get. We don't want nothing too complicated. Mm. And because our board has a lot of lines in it.
Right.
You know? Like, excuse me? Excuse me? Like, what do you mean by lines? The numbers. There's a lot of numbers on it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, yeah. And you go, there's nothing I'm going to give you that's going to be, you're going to be confused regardless. Right, now, right, if right, you look at right, an animal right. console going, sure. it's numbers on it. It's bad. It's going to be really bad for you. So you try to pick the least complicated board.
Sure.
So I would tell them all the time, it's like, hey, listen, what you need to get is an engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah. To help you walk you through it.
Be navigated through that. Yeah.
Navigate
yeah.
through it.
Yeah.
And so what you guys, if you're listening to it and you're thinking about going digital, what you need to understand is this. What a digital mixer is a computer...
Yep.
In a mixer.
Yep.
And so it's not just, it's not voltage.
Right.
You know, it's just not audio voltage.
Right.
It's a CPU.
Yep.
And the benefits are this. With the analog console, if you had your pastor on channel one,
mm-hmm.
and he was a real screamer.
Yeah.
Or you had a very dynamic singer.
Right.
You would need a compressor.
Right, exactly, yeah, yeah.
So you need a compressor
mm-hmm.
on the channel, and you need a limiter
right.
on the channel. So what you would have to do is you have to go have a hardware limiter,
yeah.
plug the mic into the limiter,
yep.
out of the limiter into the mixer.
Right.
With a digital mixer, you have that built in
yep.
on every channel.
Yep.
So... the expense of having 16 channels of or 24 channels of a compressor or analog gear, all you have is a button and a knob
yeah.
or a touchscreen
right.
to be
right.
able to adjust your compressor or your limiter
yep.
or your EQ and be able to save EQ settings.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much upside to it. Getting past the fear of learning something new, and that's really what it is.
That's what it is. It really is that. You're right. You are right. You are so. It. You know, it's funny, bro. When we transitioned, we had I don't know how many channels. This thing was huge. It took four people to move the board once it died. Because we ran that board until it died. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like we resuscitated it and then ran it again. So when we finally decided, okay, we're gonna get rid of the board, the plan was to get another analog board.
Okay.
And we actually kind of stepped out and I contacted someone and we wound up getting a digital board. So here we are, it takes five people to get this board out because it's so big. And then it takes one UPS guy to deliver what's going to be our board. And we're walking the board into our media room and our apostle is like, is that it? He said, what's the rest of the board? What, did we leave something? Is something missing? Yeah. What is going on? We had all, is all of that equipment going to be able to? Yes, sir. Because a digital board has layering where you can put that one from 15 on one layer, that could be on one whole layer. The next one would be your 16 onto 32. And the way that board works is so incredible that you just, it's just literally going from one layer to the next. And sometimes that may sound complicated, but there are many times that you never even touched certain lines. You now can organize everything where you want it to be so that way everything that you need to get done is done in one layer.
Right. Right. I think the key thing for people to kind of understand with going digital, that it's going to make your life a lot easier.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Two, it could really screw you up.
Yeah.
If you don't have
yeah.
a licensed
You need somebody driver. To train you. You do. You do.
You have to have someone who can, if you don't have someone at your church that can walk you through
yeah.
the processes of learning how to mix on a digital mixer.
Right.
You could easily screw your whole system up with yeah. one button.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've right. gone to church, I've put in consoles in churches, and like, I always have the safety
okay.
scene.
Okay.
So I know if I go to a church and I say, well, who's the engineer? And say, this is our engineer. And he goes, hi. I say, what's, can you show me input? What's on 24? 24. You want me to plug it in? I'm like, okay, I know I have to be back. So, okay, so.
Yeah, yeah.
After I set their system up, I would go all the way down to the bottom of this scene settings, and I would save a scene for me.
Sure.
And that would be my safety scene.
Right.
Then I would tell them, I said, listen, I'm going to save this scene. So anytime you come in, recall scene number one.
Right. Yep. Yep.
But this is what happens all the time. I tell them to save scene number one, and they screw it up. They screw up,
yeah,
and they mix, right? And they save.
Yeah, they save over.
They yep. save over it.
Yep. Yep.
And now scene number one is not the one I left.
Yeah.
So then they'll call me back. We don't know what's going on. It sounds horrible. He's too loud. This is too soft.
Amazing.
It sounds, I don't know what happened. We have all this. And I will go right down to my hidden scene and mm-hmm. go, blink him.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
How did he do this?
You're amazing.
He's Jesus.
Right. He's Jesus in a bottle. You know? sprinkle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
But it's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I think once you understand the power of it,
yeah.
it's similar to what you described with yeah. the flip phone
yeah.
to a smartphone.
Yeah.
It's like the difference is this is the biggest difference. It's not just a phone anymore.
Right.
And that's the difference with a digital mixer.
That's
it's not
right.
just a mixer anymore.
Right. That's right.
It's a recorder.
That's right. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an effect unit.
Yeah.
It's a compressor.
Yep.
You know, it's a graphic EQ.
Yep. It sure is.
It's a it's a limiter on all your outputs.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of that hardware that you would normally need just to get normal, Bro. If you will.
Yeah.
Is now embedded inside of this one unit. The beauty of it is this.
Amazing.
It's like, I mean, I mix like I think of myself as a chef when I'm mixing.
Okay, I get it.
I'm manipulating the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone hands you something to cook. You have to cook what they hand you.
Sure.
Kind of like the cooking show.
Right. Yeah.
So what's in front of me is what's handed to me.
Right.
I mean, I get the same thing. You don't get the same Sunday to Sunday.
Sure.
It's close, but it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
I get to cook what you hand me.
Yeah.
As an engineer, that's what excites me.
Yeah, it does.
It's the energy of the moment.
Yeah.
That excites me so that I know, like, I got to mix tomorrow. I'm excited already.
Yeah.
Even though we got a flood and a lot of other stuff going on, I don't know.
It's
going
to be fine.
It's going to be fine. As long as everything works, that'll be good. But
yes, double mask.
I think that. So I think that it just makes your life so much easier.
It does.
I would say to answer the question to the church that is about to go digital is this. One, it's going to make your life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're going to be able to do more than you think.
Yeah.
More than you think. Those of you who are thinking, say, okay, so we're doing a full service now. We're not doing the word anymore, just the word. We're doing mm-hmm. a full service. We want to be able to mix the instrumentation.
Yeah.
With a digital mixer, you can use it as an interface.
Yep.
You can mix all the instruments separately, route it back to the board, route it to your stream. You can then send it to a mixer in another room.
Yep.
A computer in another room.
Sure.
And mix
sure.
on the computer and mix the stream from another. It's so many ways to do it. The biggest thing is that you're going to do it with one cable.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that thick... Yeah. snake that we had to cut out the wall at one church.
Oh, Jesus.
We just ran one Cat 5 cable.
And was it?
And that was it.
That was it. You know, one thing that also that I love about going digital is when you have, think about it, you have all of your effects, you have all of these components that you've been using, well, they generate heat. And I'm sorry, but if you don't have a air-conditioned media room, then that was a hot box.
Right.
You know, because all of these fans is blowing and all that heat is coming. Well, guess what? All of those things are going to garbage or be donated to another church. Or, you know, you can bless somebody else that's less fortunate than us. So think about how you're now going to get more space. You're going to, things are going to become a lot more easier. Even your recording doesn't just have to go to a CD or a cassette, because some of you still record the cassette. You now can record to a USB. God
forbid.
That's what I'm saying. And now you can go directly from teaching to your website in a minute. This is what going digital means for you. It means taking some of those extra steps that we've had to take in the past, taking them out of the mix, and now being able to be an effective individual and just hit the road running. You know what I'm saying? I think it's one of the greatest things that you could possibly do for your church. But like P said, it is very important that you get somebody to navigate you through those first couple of services, so that way you kind of can get yourself acclimated to know what to do, because I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. And it makes life so much easier. He's right. I loved it, man.
You know what I love about going digital is we don't do this in our church, but I've done it in other churches. It's the virtual sound check.
Mm.
So what is the virtual sound check? The virtual sound check is this. I can multi-track record the praise band.
Okay, right.
During the service, right. I can record them onto a hard drive, and the drummer's running late, or the singer's or the musician's running late.
Mm.
I could throw up that multi-track, pull it up, virtually sound check. I can virtually sound check.
I've never even heard that before.
Yeah. I can virtually sound check.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember, I think on the second media conference we gave, I had brought in.
You did bring in a track,
right?
Right.
And I mixed and I showed the before and after.
Yep.
So that was from that church.
Exactly.
That was from the church with the masking tape. Dude, it's from that church.
Word.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes. So I had a multi-track recording of the service. I just threw it back up on the faders, and I mixed.
Get out of here! Wow.
Yeah. That's how I was able to present it.
Exactly, yeah.
So what I presented was the before and after of having a real engineered mix.
Yeah.
So you heard this, you heard it raw, and then you heard me mix it.
Right. Yeah.
So it was no band there, right?
Dope. No.
So that's called the virtual sound check.
That's
so
awesome.
A lot of times when you're on the road touring musicians and touring engineers, that's what they do. So they go from venue to venue, and they'll virtually sound check. So this way, they're in the ballpark when the band gets there for the real sound check.
Awesome.
So they're in the ballpark. That's awesome. They're dialed in. They have all their scenes set.
Sure.
And so what happens is if you're not traveling with your equipment, you're renting the mixer in the next venue.
Right.
So on your rider, you have, I need this mixer. These are the things that I need. Whatever you need, right?
Sure.
You would go in with your SD card, pop it into the board. Load the band settings.
I love it. This is what I'm talking about.
So you load your band, you load the band settings, effects, everything's there. Virtually sound check.
Awesome.
The band comes for sound check. You do the real sound check. You record that.
Mm.
Put that onto your drive. Pop it back into your bag. Mix the show.
Amazing.
So imagine, I'm just talking like, and so what I'm telling you is,
that's amazing.
Touring bands do this, like acts do this. This is what happens on the road now. Mm. When you're touring on the road, you do a virtual sound check before the band gets there. So imagine doing a virtual sound check before the band gets there on Sunday.
Wow.
And the reason why I don't do it at church,
okay.
I'll tell you why. Because if I do it, then they think they don't need to show up.
True.
On time.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's drummed in.
Because he's already, he's ready.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right.
So, I won't do it. Because you're still trying to get time down to get
right,
it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And those who don't know, I mix every, you know, those of you listening, that's at the church. I mix first and third. Everyone knows I mix first and third.
First and third, ladies.
First and third.
Get it together.
It's like red. Yeah. When we open,
first and
from
third.
From 9 to 5.
Yo, get it together.
Yeah, but, like the first of the 15th.
That's it. Nobody forgets, and you can see that.
Yeah, right. I'm on the first of the 15th. That's all right. So first and third Sunday, I mix on first and third Sunday. So that's what the information I like to pass on is that it's not as scary as you think it is.
Nah, it's not.
It's actually more empowering than you think it is. Mm-hmm. The key is that if you're going to hand your team a Tesla.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
And they used to drive in a Hyundai. They're going to crash it.
Yeah.
So you need to have someone to come in to show them how to, what all the features
mm-hmm.
that they can use. And I always find it gratifying when I'm able to see the lights come on when I'm
sure.
training people.
Sure.
You see the lights come on in their head. You see them try implementing the things that you showed them, and now they get their own flavor and their own vibe.
Right.
Through going digital. So going digital is a powerful aspect. If you have questions, I would say just email us.
Yes,
you know,
please.
The Church Sound Podcast at Gmail. Hit us up. Drop your questions and we would love to hear from you. If you have questions, you know, about your analog console, what can you do with your analog console? Like we said before, it's like there's plenty of churches out there that would love to have what you no longer need.
Yep.
So find a church that you can bless.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do, you can repurpose it for another ministry inside your church.
Exactly.
Maybe a youth ministry.
Right.
You know, maybe just an audio training room. Whatever it is, you can repurpose your equipment to smaller ministries so they grow. They'll repurpose to another ministry. So
exactly.
So it's, a lot of times you think you got to throw it away, but sometimes you just repurpose it. Yeah. Like a lot of times when we go to churches and we help them with their installs and things of that nature, we try to find ways for them to save money by seeing what they have.
Yeah, and repurpose that.
And repurpose it.
Yep.
So you can probably use this here instead of... Now, you don't need to buy this now. Use that money for this.
Mm-hmm.
Use this for now.
Yeah.
Because you don't need this portion. And then in 2 years, get this, take that, put this in this room and use it over
That's
here
it.
In this room.
That's it.
And you can get more out of your budget if you just don't try to get everything at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, one thing that I love, that I love about, and you mentioned it. So let's say you have a team, you do have a team and you have people that's coming in, people that are being trained. A digital board is so many safeguards that they can get on the board. You can do a setting for Sarah and Billy and they can run the service and learn how to run that service
without screwing it up,
without destroying, and have no access to all the files and all of the settings that we consistently need. They can never touch those. So it's very important that when you're going digital, there's so many benefits to just really help you grow your ministry, but not have to cringe every time you leave or you know the service or the church is about to be open today and today Billy's on. Oh my God. No, we don't have to do that. Because there's no way that you can destroy things. And one thing I love that we didn't talk about was the way that we can take that same digital, all those digital components in an iPad and be in the front of your service. Because sometimes our churches we're locked in a room. But now that gives you the ability to come out and be in the midst with the people and really get to hear what's going on so that they can even learn how to edit what live sound is.
Mixing is I love it because before when I would have to do sound check, especially if I'm doing monitors, I can't tell what the monitor is giving
right.
if I'm on the console.
Exactly.
Yeah. This gives me opportunity to kind of walk to the stage and really hit a monitor.
Yeah.
Or if I need to ring out the monitor to get feedback out the monitor,
right.
I can adjust it right there on the iPad yep. and adjust the monitor, save it
yep.
as a setting, set it and forget it. And then when I pull up my scene,
yeah.
it's like all my settings go back to zero. So I know when I go in on Sunday,
yep.
I got the magic number. No one knows where it is.
Right.
No one knows where it's buried.
That's it.
Because every time I come in, when I set it
yeah.
the whole board goes, everything changes. Like, how did that happen? Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. Jesus. For real.
So it definitely offers a lot of...
Yeah, man.
A lot of upside that you just don't get with an analog console. So, and I think right now, because we're in this COVID age, it's definitely going to help you out
mm-hmm.
going through, because we're still dealing with it and we're still navigating yeah. it going digital. Secondly, this will allow you to be able to be more current.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Allow you to be definitely more current in the senses that you being able to relate to your audience
mm-hmm.
consistently without yeah. having yeah. to change everything all at the same time.
Right.
So
right.
it definitely will allow you some flexibility. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed today's show, Going mm-hmm. Digital. If you have any questions, definitely hit
Please
us up.
Please hit us up. Yes.
Hit us up. Like, subscribe, review the website. Review. And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you do us a favor by hitting the subscribe button and the notification button. So when you go up, we go up, you know about it.
Yeah.
So let's get into a segment that we call 30 Seconds and Gone.
30 Seconds.
I'm on the hot seat today.
He is.
Now, I don't know how hot it's going to be. I can dance, bro. I can dance.
Yeah. You're pretty good with this, man. You're pretty good. I got to give you that much. So, sis, here's our first question for 30 Seconds and Gone. Who is your favorite golfer?
My favorite golfer?
Golfer. Because I know you got one.
Who else? Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woo?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woo.
Tiger Woo. Tiger Woo.
I hear you. That's what's up. Oh, come on now. This is the digital problems right here. All right, so let me ask you this. My next question, what food do you miss as a vegan? My brother's a vegan. So is there anything that you, because you wasn't always a vegan, is there anything that you miss? Like every now and then it'll pop up.
Bacon.
Word?
Yeah.
Wow. What was it about bacon?
Because I like it with breakfast.
Okay.
Crispy.
Yeah.
Don't get my imagination going. I don't want to.
It's like, don't take me back.
Don't take me back.
Okay.
But my substitute, though.
What's that?
My substitute is, to get that tangy flavor, I use smoked paprika.
Oh, snap. That's dope, bro. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got to try that because I'm transitioning to vegan. So, yes. Okay, 8-ball jackets or bomber jackets?
Oh, 8-ball.
Did you have one?
I wanted one.
You have a very, it was very quick. I remember being woken up one night. I was staying with my daughter's mother in her mom's house. And all of this smell is smoke. I'm like, why does the house smell like smoke? And all of a sudden, the door gets kicked open and a coat or something black is thrown to me and thrown to her. Because, you know, back then we weren't saved and we was in the same room. And I get hit with this. And he said, yo, keep that. But put it under the bed right now because I don't know when Popo coming back. What? They broke into the leather store on Fordham Road, set it on fire, and took all the leather coats and started. It was 8-ball jackets forever.
Oh God!
Forever, and everybody smelled like smoke. It was the most. It was the funniest thing to ever be. If you was on Fordham Road during that time, everybody smelled like smoke. They looked good, but they all smelled like smoke. All right, favorite rap artist. But here's what I want to ask you: Big Daddy Kane or Nas?
Oh man, really?
Big Daddy Kane or Nas?
I can't.
What?
I can't. For two different reasons. Because I would probably say Big Daddy Kane for the 80s and Nas for the 90s.
Okay.
So
that works. That works.
I can't pick
But lyrically,
one.
It's you really can't.
Well, it's too different because Nas is more of a storyteller who picks really odd descriptions to describe something that's, you know, and Big Daddy Kane was just his cadence his wordplay. Yeah, so yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
All right, so our last one, 30 seconds ago, and we will be finished right after this one. Favorite female in the Bible?
Oh, man. I would probably say Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Okay.
Because of what she was presented.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know the type of person you have to be to go.
Yeah.
So let me get this right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be overcome by something I never heard of, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betrothed to someone.
Right.
So I'm engaged to get married. I'm 15.
Right.
A shadow's going to come across me.
Yeah.
You're an angel. You're talking to me. I don't know who, what. It's going to come over me.
Yeah.
This thing you're talking about, right? And I'm going to give
you gonna
birth.
Have a baby.
I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And you want me to call him Emmanuel.
Right. Because he's going to save the entire world.
He's going to save the entire world. Back up. What your name is? You know, so it's like.
Yo, imagine if Mary was a black girl. I don't even know if it would have ever worked. Like, no, let me not say that. She might have been if she was a. I don't know. We're gonna come away from that. because I just had a whole different kind of thought. But
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, she was a boss though, bro. I mean, imagine that kind of information at that particular time, at that particular age. And you know what's gonna happen.
Not only that, this is the kicker. So let me get this right. It's gonna come over me.
Yeah.
What again? It's gonna come over me.
The Holy Spirit. Yeah.
It's gonna come over me. Who is his name? Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
It's gonna come over me. I don't know who he is. He's gonna show
Spirit
up.
Spirit of God.
Yeah. Gonna be like, and I'm gonna be like, woo.
and you ain't gonna have.
And I gotta go tell my man.
Right.
That I'm pregnant by this person that you call the shadow, the Holy Spirit, that you don't know who he is.
Right.
He. Yeah. And then we gonna have to go hide.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna have this baby in a manger.
Uh-huh.
And because there's no room in the inn.
Right.
Amen. Right, no room in the inn. There's no room in the inn. And kings is gonna show up.
Yeah.
Bring me myrrh and incense.
Exactly. All that.
Because they saw the star.
Yes.
My reply would have been NP. I'm gonna leave it right there. I'm gonna leave it right there.
Yo, I think a lot of people would have been like this. What? You know what? I mean, no. And that is 30 seconds ago.
So there you have it. Hey, listen, I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. We're looking forward to having. We're going to have one of the VPs of DPA microphones on in a few weeks. So those of you who want to learn more about microphones, these incredible microphones, we're going to have the VP of DPA microphones on the show. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And we're going to say, like we always say, keep God first in everything you do. And we'll see you next time on the Church Sound Podcast.